ladder up.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back to A Pod of Their Own's Mensch of the Week. I am Allison McCaig, and I am joined this week by my lovely co-host, Linda Surovich. Hello, Linda.
Hey, Allison.
Maggie Wiggin is off this week, so it'll be just Linda and I talking about our Mensch of the Week this week, which is DJ Stewart. It is long overdue for DJ Stewart to get his flowers on this show. And he's like basically he's the Mensch of the Month at this point.
Pretty
August.
Much, yeah.
He had an incredible month of August since being called up from AAA and basically has played himself into the everyday lineup because you literally can't bench him right now because he has like a 1300 OPS or something ridiculous like that.
And like a million home runs. It was funny, like Steve Gelb's tweeted, I'll be interviewing Babe Ruth before the game. And it was DJ Stewart.
I mean, I've been a fan of DJ Stewart's for a while now because he used to be on the Orioles before he came to the Mets. And I've always liked him. I've always thought he was a fun player to root for. He didn't really have the Orioles didn't really have like the right roster space for him. And so I'm glad that he's gotten more of an opportunity with the Mets. And he said that he wants to stay here, which I find heartwarming.
So yes, anytime a player like puts it on record that they like New York and like playing for the organization, like instant, like ride or die. I will go to bat for you. I will fight for you. I will die for you. Like DJ Stewart can now do no wrong.
Yep. Yep.
He said him and his family both like it here. I was like, oh, that's so precious. And then there was a picture of him with his daughter with the big bow.
Yeah. The Mets
so
Family
wholesome.
Day produced a lot of Mensch-worthy content in
so
general.
A lot of wholesome content, yes.
A lot of wholesome content. Obviously, we got a Kalina with Buck sighting.
We did.
But we also got pictures of DJ Stewart with his daughter, and it was the cutest freaking thing in the entire world. Yeah, it was so cute.
And it's also his quote saying diapers are expensive. It's like, well, yeah. You're not wrong. It's a good argument.
A reason to tender DJ Stewart a contract. He is one of the many Mets who are arbitration eligible. I think at this rate, the Mets are kind of like, they have no choice. They kind of have to tender DJ Stewart. And like, listen, this is not the player that he's been since coming up with the Mets is not the player he's been for his entire career. So to act like he's suddenly this is probably, you know, setting yourself up for disappointment. But he did make a legit swing change in the minors, I'm told. So I think some of this is real. And also, like, I think it's worth whatever, like, paltry arbitration salary you're going to pay him to find out. It's not like you're automatically writing him in pen as the everyday right fielder for next year.
I think he just takes the place of Vogelbach for next year.
Basically, yeah. I think
Which
that he
fine.
Could be a fine, like, and, you know, he has the advantage that he can actually play the field.
Yeah.
Whereas Vogelbach can't do that. As much as I love Dan Vogelbach and will defend Dan Vogelbach against the haters of Dan Vogelbach, DJ Stewart does have a little bit more utility in that regard. And he has only gotten better in the field as time has gone on.
He's actually made
some good plays in the field.
I owe DJ Stewart an apology because I openly complained about how much Buck was playing him in the beginning of the year. It's like, oh, Buck is so loyal to his guys, and it's literally DJ Stewart. And yet now it's literally DJ Stewart.
Literally DJ Stewart. Yes.
So I apologize, DJ. You're all right in my book now.
And he's just such a fun, like, vibes guy to root for. And obviously, like, with the with the walk-off that he had this week. It was a walk-off hit by pitch. and he wore the bubblegum bucket on his head, which produced a lot of excellent hashtag content.
So cute. So adorable.
our
he
baseball
was so proud wearing that bubblegum
I know
crown.
there's this particular photo of him with the bubblegum bucket hat on where he's like his eyes are shining like Aww. He looks like almost like an anime character with the look he's giving of like he's so proud of himself and his eyes are shining. And our baseball Twitter friend Doink, she tweeted, thinking about printing this photo out and keeping it in my wallet. I'm so serious. Which agreed.
Yes.
Someone made a Dollars for Dingers pledge based on bubblegum bucket hats.
Oh,
that's how far the legend of DJ Stewart has traveled. And DJ Stewart in general has a chance to be the Dollars for Dingers hero this year because of how many people. Every year, like we said, every year, people there becomes a cult hero of Dollars for Dingers. Last year was Dan Vogelbach. This year, it's DJ Stewart. Some large boy comes in and hits ball far in the month of September and becomes the Dollars for Dingers hero. And this year, that guy is DJ Stewart. We have so many DJ Stewart pledges, you guys. So many. It's yes. great.
I
encourage
coming,
more of them.
Because we stand DJ Stewart.
Someone's got to tell him that lots of money for the National Domestic Violence Hotline is riding on him continuing to hit.
And
bombs.
I think he's such a good guy. He would take that to heart and really try his best.
I think he would. I like to think he would do that. Someone, if you know DJ Stewart, even at all, like slide into his DMs on our behalf and to just let him know.
He is on Twitter.
There's a lot riding on this. DJ Stewart, just so you know.
Our king.
A lot of people have pledged based on you hitting homers. Please keep doing it.
It's like the episode of Seinfeld where like the kid in the hospital asked Paul O'Neill to hit two home runs for him.
Yeah.
Like that's us now, DJ Stewart. We're asking you to hit home runs for us.
Please. And I'm asking the Mets to tender DJ Stewart a contract in the offseason. Please, please. Thank you.
Thank you. It would make us happy.
It would. It would.
And there's been so little to be happy about.
Indeed. And he's just, I mean, in addition to all that, he's just a really good story. Like, you love it when guys like that, like, succeed. It's just nice. It's nice.
Yeah, so easy to root for, so.
Very easy.
Go DJ.
Go DJ.
This week on Get Hench, we're talking to top athletes about how they remain at the top.
Hey, Sergey! Wait up! Sergey!
Carl! Why are you here?
I saw you run out of the house. What are you doing?
I'm running.
Yeah, but what are you running from? The cops.
No, I'm running and listening to our podcast.
You're going
to
need a better alibi than that, bro. Hey? I'll get your passport and I know a guy who can get us a car. After that, we're on our own.
No, I just want to listen to my podcast.
Don't wombat it. Meerkat it.
Simples.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. That's what I hear when I make another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform that allows you to start, run, and grow your business. Shopify is revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide. So sign up for a £1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/podcast23, all lowercase, and take your business to the next level today.
This episode is sponsored by FX's American Horror Story, Delicate, starring a female-led ensemble cast, which marks the highly anticipated return of fan-favorite Emma Roberts to the franchise. Delicate also will be introducing some fresh blood, featuring Kim Kardashian in a role that was specifically written with her in mind, along with Cara Delevingne, who will both be joining the AHS family for the first time. FX's American Horror Story, Delicate, Part 1, premieres September 20th on FX. Stream on Hulu.
That does it for this week's Mensch of the Week segment. You can go to homerunapplesauce.com to check out all of our fantastic pods. You can go to patreon.com/homerunapplesauce to support our work. You can follow Home Run Applesauce on Twitter and Instagram at HR Applesauce. You can follow this show on Twitter and Instagram and Blue Sky and TikTok at A Pod of Their Own. You can follow each of us on Twitter. I am at Petite PhD. Where are you, Linda?
At Linda Servage.
And Maggie is at Maggie162. You can follow all of us on Twitter and Blue Sky at those handles. Please subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts from. It really helps people find it if you rate and review the show as well. Really, really helps, I promise. You can also email the show aa.apodoftheirown@gmail.com if you prefer to get in touch with us that way. The original intro and outro music to this podcast is by Bunga. Let's go Mets. And don't forget, there's no crying in Mets.